The ruling that Virginia was not providing the most integrated services for thousands of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities means that those individuals must be transferred from state-run institutions to community-based centers. Delegate and Joint Commission on Healthcare member Dr. Chris Stolle said this creates several challenges.
The challenges, of course, is getting the resources in the community to organize those resources in a way to provide the best care possible to the folks who are going in community-based care. And then also I think there has to be a certain education amount on the families of folks that have been long-term in the training centers. They have some real concerns and some real fears about moving into community-based care.
The state had asked the DOJ if some of the training centers could remain open for respite services. The response essentially was that if it did not expedite the process for moving residents from state-run facilities to community care facilities, then no. Stolle says the state is doing a decent job of planning how most of the people will transition to new locations, which again will be closely monitored by the DOJ. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.